For those of you who don't know who I am and can't see me through the Christmas trees, I'm Jen. And I'm just going to talk just a little bit more following on from what the joy of Christmas is. Now, who recognises that picture? Anybody? Okay, who is it? Huh? Don't know. Okay, this is... Who is it, Samuel? It's a thing on an advert. Okay, this is Excitable Edgar, for those of you who don't know. So, I don't know whether you're into your Christmas adverts or not, but year on year, there seems to be a lot more excitement around particularly John Lewis's Christmas advert coming out, what it's going to be, what they've wasted loads of money on, what they're going to entice you to come and shop in their shops with. And I've done a little research onto Christmas adverts, right? So, thinking, what is going to be the number one Christmas advert of 2019? Anyone like to guess? Sainsbury's. Okay, you like Sainsbury's? M&S. We've got some Christmas advert connoisseurs in the front row. Okay, it was actually Walkers. Has anyone seen that advert with Mariah Carey? The front row have again. Giving it some welly. So Mariah Carey, apparently she got paid £9 million. I cannot believe that that's true. Like, how many crisps have you got to sell to make her worthwhile? But anyway, so they're advertising their Brussels sprout crisps. Anyone, Adam? Front row? Okay, so the key of the Walkers Christmas Brussels sprouts advert is that it's good to share, okay? That is their punchline. The John Lewis one this year with the excitable dragon that breathes fire out of his ears and burns up and ruins Christmas, and then he comes and saves the day, is show them how much you care. Okay, so you could say that on the basis of these are some truths that we get told about Christmas from companies who want us to go and shop in their shops. Okay, but actually, that's got nothing to do with the real meaning of Christmas. But just in case you've forgotten what Christmas is about from last year, a lot can happen in 365 days. Mary has given birth to a boy. We've heard it from the readings, okay? And the boy is called Jesus, which means, the name means God saves. And she's given birth in Bethlehem. And so shepherds are out in a field, minding their own business, hanging out with sheep, as shepherds do. And then suddenly an angel comes along. We read that in Luke earlier on, and says this. It says, listen up, this is important. Do not be afraid. Imagine you're at night time in the middle of a field, looking after your sheep. An angel appears and says, do not be afraid. I tell you what, I'll be bricking it. So I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Good news, great joy for all people. And then the angels go on and say this. This is what the great joy is. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He's the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Okay, now I don't know if you've ever experienced a birth by, you know, someone in your family or your friend or yourself. There's normally a lot of excitement and a lot of joy about a new baby arriving on the scene, right? You get visitors come, hopefully with good food. They come to cuddle the baby, see how ugly it is, and see how good, gorgeous it is, see how rough the mum's looking. Are you looking so good? And they come and they bring presents. You know what? It wasn't too dissimilar for Mary and Joseph. They had visitors that come to see them, that came and brought gifts. They probably didn't have, you know, a blue balloon that said it's a boy on it, but there's some similarities with it. And yet really, is the good news of great joy, is it really about that crying, pooing baby laying in a manger? The good news of great joy that the angels talked about wasn't that today we start a new tradition that you can enjoy year after year. The good news of great joy wasn't that once every year you'll get to take time off of work, eat a dry bit of turkey, except for Suzanne's turkey that I can testify is not dry. So if you're free Christmas Day and you want a dinner, please come along for a non-dry turkey. I've lost my flow, thanks, Suzanne. It's not about coming along and playing games that you fall out with your friends and your family over, crashing in front of the TV because you've eaten too many Quality Streets. the good news of great joy wasn't about a new tradition. And the fact is, for some people, and I don't know if you're one of them tonight, that Christmas is a bit miserable. It's a bit lonely. It reminds you of what you don't have. It reminds you of what you don't want to celebrate. How is this baby, born in a town in the middle of nowhere, good news of great joy for all people? Well, here's an advert that I think will help us get to the answer of it. Just to warn you, a little disclaimer, the people talking are Northern Irish. So Denise is going to be the only one who actually understands what they're saying. So really try and listen right from the start.
Feel the joy connection with Vodafone.
Who feels all warm and fuzzy on the inside now? Okay, so good news of great joy. I don't know if you've ever experienced the joy of connection, and like more than your mobile phone having reception, but actually connection with someone that you love or you care for, or even actually a longing to have that kind of connection with someone that you love and you care for. See, the baby Jesus was God's way of connecting with the world, of connecting with you and with me. And it wasn't just any old kid that was born. See, Jesus was God showing up in human form. It's like God putting on flesh, coming down to our messed up world to be with us. And the Bible talks loads about joy. And it is so different to what our culture is. It's really different to happiness. It's more than a feeling. See, the Bible talks about joy in being with somebody. That joy is knowing that you're not alone. And there, where the old man goes diving into the water, sorry that he didn't have adequate clothing on, but when he goes diving into the water and he says, "Are you still with me?" And the woman on the other end of the FaceTime says, "Yeah, I'm with you." That is the lasting joy that we can find with God. Actually, joy is us being able to relate to God, being able to connect with God. That is the great joy that the angels were talking about when they rocked up on that night to deliver good news to the shepherds. And look, when the turkey's been eaten, when the people you like and maybe don't like go home, when the Christmas decorations come down, when the presents have been used or forgotten, the truth is still this, that God is with you. That God says, "I am with you." And guess what? It's not a fleeting, but it's a lasting joy. It's a joy that will go through the hardest times in your life, as well as the best times in your life. The joy isn't based on circumstances or intellect. I thank God for that one. It's not based on our bank balance. It's not based upon our friends. The greatest present, so cheesy, but the greatest present is His presence. So how on earth does such joy come from one baby who, like Edward said in a story that he overheard, who isn't even here anymore? See, from the creation, long, long, long before you and I were born, creation of the earth, God desired for us to know the joy of knowing Him and know the joy of being connected with Him. But guess what? We messed up. You mess up, I mess up, day in, day out, with what we say and what we do and what we think. And you know what? It drives a wedge between us and God right at the start. And you know what? God says, "I'm not going to treat you how you deserve. I'm going to do something different and do something about it." So He came along to clean up our mess. It says this in a part of the New Testament, that the one that was without sin, the one that was perfect, the one that had never messed up, became sin. He took our punishment and our mess upon Him so that we could be friends with God. That is the joy right there, so that we could be connected with Him. He suffered a horrible death, took the punishment that we deserve so that He could wipe the slate clean. And do you know what? It says in the Bible that Jesus going to the cross, Jesus' death, all that He went through, He considered it joy. I wouldn't consider that joy, but He considered that joy. Why? Because He knew what was happening on a cross would mean that we can be connected with Him again. That is the good news of great joy that the angels were talking about. See, for Jesus, it wasn't a chore. He wanted to be able to relate with us and to us again. And it was an act of love and an act of kindness. See, the joy of being friends with God is something more than being religious. It's got to be something more than religion. It's a life that can have meaning and can have purpose to it. And so at Christmas, more than ever, you see people, and maybe ourselves included, trying to fill our lives with so much stuff. And if it ain't Christmas, it's the rest of the year where we try to fill our lives with more money and more power and with more people in our lives who like us and care for us, more things. And do you know what? King Solomon in the Bible says all that stuff is complete and utter meaningless. It's all meaningless. Our lives are incomplete without Jesus. And you can see that because people run after them things. They're never satisfied. Never, ever satisfied. And so the great joy of the baby being born in a cave and laying in a trough was God saying, I am with you. I am with you. That is the good news of great joy. That we can be friends, we can relate to one another. You don't have to do life on your own. I give you purpose and I give you meaning. So joy is here and it's for you and it's for me. And you know what? The joy is life-changing. I think you heard that a little bit from Honor earlier. Like, it is life-changing, being able to be friends with God, being able to connect with the creator of the heavens and the earth. And so what? Mary, when she heard all that was going to happen to her life, how badly it was going to be transformed upside down, turned inside out, she pondered those things in her heart. And the shepherds, they heard what the angels had to say, and they went and they investigated. And later on, the wise men, they travelled from far, far, far to go and see this baby boy. And so what about you this Christmas? What are you going to do? Joy is here. And I really encourage you, if you don't know that joy, if you don't know that joy of knowing Jesus, then don't waste this Christmas. This Christmas can be so significant for you.